Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got it! It's time for episode 603 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you've reached Checkpoint All-Star Game, Summer 2022. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, a.k.a. Sultan of Soma, a.k.a. Ed Ricketts of Pick Disc. Howard Kramer, what's up, Stard?
How's it going, man?
Good.
Good to see you fresh off a Comedy Bang Bang appearance.
Thank you. You as well. That was a lot of fun.
That was great, tons of fun.
Great to see Scotty Too Hottie over there. Braving through injury to bring the world word about Who Charted and Two Charted and the Chart Mart. Fantastic. Fun over there.
It's a great time. It's funny, like just as we're leaving and going independent from that place, we immediately have to drive in, go back to the Earwolf studio.
Go back.
It's like a send off.
Figure out the parking. There's a new gate code. Right.
There's a new beverage situation since I last been there.
Yeah, new beverage situation. We used to be cans. Now we got to hold up under a thing.
Yeah.
Get a tutoring session. They didn't have any of our mail, gang. If you sent anything since, pandemic started. I mean, we were getting mail regularly every week. It wasn't avalanches of mail, but we were getting steady mail, multiple pieces a week. And it's all in a landfill, gang, or maybe, in the Who Charted warehouse is being held for something. But
yeah, how about this?
It's disappeared.
If you sent us mail, send us an email at whocharted@gmail.com. We want some receipts here.
There you go. Tell us around when you sent it, what was in it, and then we'll try to track down which one of these producers or executive producers or vice presidents. There's a lot of corporate titles over there.
Right.
One of them's holding all that stuff.
They might be. Yeah. And then we'll go through those emails on Two Charted, the after show, which you can only get on the Chart Mart, whochartedpod.com.
There you go. We're gonna sleuth those out. We're gonna find those.
Definitely.
All right. And now we find ourselves with a fantastic guest. Here she comes. You know her from, well, Austin, Texas. That's where I know her from. And comedy at Chaplin and so many other funny places. Here she comes to the charts. Everybody, welcome Maggie May. Woo. Hey, Maggie.
Hey, she just put on her own spotlight, like right at the introduction.
Boom, you're a star. Look at that.
Nice. Had to make sure I was visible. It's a dark room, so.
Yeah, I like it. It's like when Wizard of Oz goes to color. It was nice. Very cool. How's it going, Maggie?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the charts. Do you have any mail missing since pandemic? Have you done any crazy moves? Where are the lags?
So I think I do have mail missing because on my birthday, a friend of mine said he was going to send me, I'm a candy person. So he said he was going to send me a bunch of gummies and I never did get them.
Yeah. What time of year is the birthday?
May. May. I'm a May baby.
Okay, so maybe this been missing since this May or way back?
Since this May. Damn. And there was another thing, like my uncle asked for my address and I have not received anything from my uncle. So I think that.
Okay.
I'm just curious. I don't want to be like messaging him like, are you going to send me something? Like just in case like he was waiting for Christmas or whatever.
Sure. But,
like,
right. It gets complicated. Hey, do you want people to write into our show if they know anything about that?
That'd where be those tight.
Might be. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Right into right. Who charted.
Y'all can shake down some people on my behalf. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. We're going after this. It's a crime. You're not supposed to take mail.
Give me my candy. Just do one of those.
Yeah, exactly. Is this are these special gummies or is this just like a Haribo gummy bear?
Yeah,
just
which
regular
ones are these?
Gummies. I think it's Trolley, which is his favorite is Trolley. So he was going to send me a bunch of Trolleys. And
nice.
Those are so good that even without psychoactive chemicals, you'd want them. You know, if they're on their way to you, you want them.
I love candy so much that like.
Me too.
Do you want to count down your top five candies?
Yeah, top
we could
five.
Do that.
Let's do it.
We could skip the movie chart.
Starting
let's
from
do it right
five.
Now.
Coming in at number five.
Number five, I'll probably say a Twix.
Twix. Okay. Nice. A snack five. Cracker inside a chocolate casing. Mm-hmm. I'll just fill people in.
Snap cracker.
Number four, let's say probably
coming in at number four.
Four is probably Black Forest gummies.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
What's it about those?
The consistency is really good. It's kind of in between a Haribo and a regular gummy. So it's not too tough. It's not too soft. It's like perfect consistency and they've got good flavor.
Okay.
Three is probably a Score Bar.
Score Bar. What's that about? That's obscure. What's that?
Oh my God. This Score Bar is it's like a Heath Bar got its shit together.
Yeah.
You know? Heath Bar's got stuff sticking out of it. All Score Bar.
Right. It's
what is Heath doing all these years? Like, get your shit together. Get it tight.
No problem.
That's a Heath Bar.
The top two are new ones because I don't, I'm not a gelatin person anymore. I've kind of grossed myself out with that. So two is Sin and Dragons from Trader Joe's.
My gosh. Now we're getting fancy.
Perfect consistency. It's a cinnamon flavor. I love a good cinnamon flavor candy, but it doesn't taste like a mint.
What did you say it's called? Sin and Dragon?
Sin and Dragons.
Wow.
Well, do they look like dragons?
On topic.
Yeah. I think there are two different dragon poses flavors? That there are.
Oh, different poses. Mm-hmm. I got to check it out. But cinnamon is kind of a winter flavor. I wouldn't try that during summer.
Surprisingly, it's not polarizing.
I think
cinnamon's
fall. Nice to me, cinnamon is like a good autumn flavor.
Yeah, I feel like this is a good year-round cinnamon.
Big red. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a candy cinnamon, not like a good. Not like an apple pie cinnamon.
Right.
Situation.
Okay. So coming in at number one.
Number one.
It's new. Hold on. I just bought some. Hold on.
All right.
Here we go. Maybe she'll fax us some over we can enjoy during the show.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'll give you my top five.
We're doing a quick top five?
Whoa, she's back. Here we go.
These from Target.
Whoa, what are those? Target? Is that medicinal cough drops?
No, it's called Favorite Day Gummy Cherries.
Whoa.
And it's really similar to the Haribo Twin Cherries, but it doesn't have gelatin. And it tastes delicious. Like it's like having a Haribo gummy cherry, except you're not thinking about eating ground hoofs while you're eating.
Right.
Oh, is that what you were saying when you grossed yourself out? Was it thinking about the goat hooves and stuff in there?
Gelatin. I was going to buy some candy from Days of Japan. Uh-huh. And they have on the back, they were like, gelatin, and in parentheses it was like pork gelatin, and I was still like, just seeing that in terms of like candy, you just can't forget it.
Yeah,
yeah, like I never so think
opposite
of, the gelatin.
Of like happy fun sugar. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I was pretty good at ignoring it, but as soon as I saw that like pork gelatin, I was like, oh gosh, I didn't even really eat pork like that. So
right.
This is double no.
What about are there dragon hoofs in those Sin of Dragons?
That I do eat. I feel like if you eat dragon hoof, you become a dragon.
Dragon hoof is different.
I love candy. Like sometimes I sometimes I still have that like adult realization, like, wait a minute, I can just buy candy for myself. Like, I don't need anyone's permission.
Yeah.
I can just get this.
You can buy candy that looks like a dinner and like eat it for dinner. You can eat like sour spaghetti and then like
that's gummy, a good idea. The burgers,
fruit or whatever.
Run. Yeah. They have burger gummies.
Yeah.
I've yeah, they them. Do. Krabby Patty.
Oh, wow. You know that. You
have hey, what's a high end gummy? Is Haribo like, is that bad? Do I look like I'm, you know?
Like, so Haribo, I think, is kind of like the gold standard of gummies.
Those are really good. Okay.
Because like, they're you remember back in the day, like back before like Hans Rigel died, you couldn't really get like all of the different flavors you could now. Like, remember you could only get like gummy bears and like, you know, one or two other things. And now like in the past like 10 years, you can get gummy frogs at the store. You can get gummy alphabet letters. You can get like all of the different kinds that you can only really see at like out of town gas stations, or if you went to Europe, or if you did any of these things, they're like way more mainstream and they're way more widely available for people. Mm-hmm.
So America has loosened up in some ways, even though we see a lot of problems out there. We do.
Yeah, we've loosened up. European style
assortment of candy here now.
Like everything's going to shit. Have a gummy bear.
Yeah. Totally.
No,
have a bear. Candy cigarette. Yeah, if you're trying to quit, just get one of those candy ones.
Just pace around. The world's going to hell. Smoke your candy cigarettes.
I saw it. I was in a like kind of an old-fashioned candy shop recently on the East Coast, and it was so fun to see all these candy, like all those kind of 80s gross-out candies that I haven't seen in so long. Remember, they try to sell it to you like as a kid where it'd be like, snot, like boogers or whatever, you know.
Stretchy sour, boogers is the snot. Name of it.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh hell yeah. Like as a kid, for some reason you want to eat like toxic waste candy, you know.
Yeah,
seems better than like a piece of lettuce somehow.
But like even as a kid, I was just like, stretchy boogers, like,
yeah. Right,
y'all are really gonna just encourage me to just eat some stretchy ass boogers out here?
Why am I eating buying some I could make myself?
I mean, the fuck I look like right around being like, oh, can I have some of your stretchy boogers?
Right.
Yeah, really.
Can I put some of that in my mouth?
Yeah, that'll make me popular.
Hey, well, that was the candy chart. And right now, let's get into the music chart. Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What the heck's next? NFTs? Tunes. All right. What is our chart this week?
All right. We got the Spotify chart.
Mm.
So this is the top in the USA.
Right on. Maggie, are you a Spotify person?
I'm a Spotify person. I don't treat Spotify like a social media. Like I'm not like out there all the time, but you know. Right. Yeah. Like that's a, you know, my boyfriend introduces me to new music on Spotify all the time and I listen.
Right on. Is he, he's the explorer of new music in the couple?
he knows way more about hip hop than I do. Like he's like a big hip hop person. So like a lot of the things that I missed or a lot of the things that, you know, I just wasn't as familiar with, he knows.
Right on. Well, that's good.
If Spotify had sort of a gummy flavor, would you use it more?
Good question.
Is it pork? Gelatin or what are we talking?
Chorizo Spotify.
Chorizo gelatin.
All right, coming in at number five.
Oh, number five.
This is Bad Bunny and Chencho Corleone with Me Porto Bonito. Almost like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah. A little high register there.
Yeah.
These are bunnies. Just a slight difference. Bad and the bunnies. What when I hear music like that, I think summer is going off somewhere. And that's been popular pretty much for the last couple months. I don't know what the lyrics are about, but I could see some people making that song a summer. I mean, it's been everywhere.
I mean, this is the first time I'm hearing that song, I think. But I feel like that kind of, like that genre is familiar to me.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean.
Reggaeton.
I mean, if you want to make that the song of the summer, I'm cool with it. Like, it's got a beat. It's got.
I'm saying some people's. I would. Oh. Some people's.
You want to know the translation?
Yes.
For the first time. Here it is. All right. So the smell of your perfume remained in my car. You're a freak. I'm a freak.
Whoa.
That's what unites us. She knows she's a hottie and that she isn't shown off. If I was your man, I'd post a pic of you every Friday and Monday. All right. Skips the weekend.
He's got the algorithm he wants for it.
Yeah.
Is that how your man won you over, Maggie? He's like, we're going to post for you Fridays and Tuesdays.
Yeah, I have a couple slots Fridays and Mondays.
He threw in a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I ain't no regular bitch. I need a Wednesday, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, hump day. Right. Hump day. There you go. Yeah, I wonder what that's about.
Friday's
that's how you win over a modern lady.
Friday's the news dump day, they call it, right? Because nobody's looking online.
Yeah.
So that's pretty rude.
I think, like, Sunday has become the first day of the week for everybody. It used to just be that way for like news industry people. It feels like nobody does anything on Friday anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like, I don't know, Monday makes sense because that's like everyone's going back to work. You're going to be checking, like you're going to be the first thing that people see. But the Friday, like, isn't like WCW, world class woman or something like that. Isn't that when you're supposed to post your woman as on Wednesdays?
Okay.
So what is Friday? Fuck it Friday? Like,
Friday. Fuck it Friday.
Is it Friday? I'm posting like, this girl up.
Mm-mm. Only fans? You're catching your fans for the weekend? I mean, what are the only fans there? I would think Friday's got to be bigger than Monday. I don't know.
But like, if your man is posting you on OnlyFans, that sounds very nefarious. Like, you don't know, but I got an OnlyFans for you. And I post on Monday and Friday. Yeah.
I got the best algorithm in this club, baby.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Joji with Glimpse of Us. So what can I do?
This sounds like a Thursday, Saturday guy.
Yeah.
This guy posts weird times. What was going on there?
No, it sounds like, I mean, he'll post about you, but it's going to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he's not posting on IG. He's not on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got relatives weighing in.
Who is that again?
Yeah,
Joji.
Joji?
J-O-J-I.
Well, something happened to him. He said about it, and he took to the piano to tell us. I didn't catch much of what was going
on. He's professionally known as Joji and formerly as Filthy Frank and Pink Guy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's gone through some shit, I guess.
I like that Joji was the most popular out of
I like to hear Filthy like, Frank.
Joji wins. I'm not those other guys anyway. Yeah.
He's a Japanese singer, rapper, comedian, and former YouTuber.
Wow. Busy guy.
Busy guy. He's been through a lot of I guess that's what you do now. You just keep trying different personas until one hits.
Different professions.
Yeah.
He's a cupcake guy now.
I feel like if you're a YouTuber, you can just put whatever you want afterward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody who's like on YouTube, they're like, hell yeah, I'm a comedian. I'm funny. Yeah, I'm a singer. I've sang before. Like anything you can be whatever you want on YouTube. Right.
It's the bottom of the resume. Just all the special skills down there.
Horse wrangler.
All right.
Bricklayer. Go ahead.
Coming in number three.
Number three.
Harry Styles, As It Was.
World, it's just us. You know
There he is. Are you on the Harry bandwagon?
I just found out that that song was by Harry Styles.
Oh, okay.
I'd just heard now. It on it.
I mean, just now when I said so?
No, earlier this morning.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I just heard that song.
Yeah.
I learned it on Instagram and I liked it. And I was like, okay, that's Harry. Okay, I guess I do like One Direction or whatever.
Yeah. He's doing a good job of transitioning boy band to solo superstar.
He's doing good.
That's a song that's really crept up on me. Like, it underwhelmed me at first, and then now I feel like it's good, but it will never be. I don't know. It's like a good, it's a song that can just sustain itself for a long time and be around in life and not offend you sort of either way, you know?
Yeah.
You know background. What?
Yeah.
This song and the one before it sound like it could be by the same person.
Mm. Oh, Joji Styles.
It's just that genre of like brooding man.
Right. Right.
You know, like soft kind of song, lull you into
the
name.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, go. Go ahead.
Perfect. All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill.
I was going to say this song would go with it too.
Yeah.
Synths. Why do synths and unhappy vocals go together so good?
I got to say, I turned a page on this song and Kate Bush in general. Like, I just watched like this little
doc
thing on her.
Oh, you like her.
Okay. I didn't realize that David Gilmour discovered her. Did you know that?
I did not.
From Pink Floyd. And she had like over 100 songs by the time she was 15 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
They say it takes like 60 talent. To have a hit.
You need 60 songs?
On average, a person's first hit was their 60th release.
Is that true?
That's what I heard on TikTok.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably true. Why not? Yeah.
That feels true. That's a good stat. Wow. That's
isn't it? It's like if you didn't put out 60 songs yet, don't get discouraged. You know?
Wait till 60. Damn.
You know, I just recently got into Kate Bush.
Okay. Uh-huh.
End of last year. I got into Kate Bush around December.
Whoa. And then all of a sudden, boom, she goes way mainstream.
That and now I look like I watch Stranger Things now.
Right.
I look basic as fuck also.
Basic, sell out, whatever. Wow.
Yeah,
my time to get ahead of something.
Yeah. My you man put me onto it. So now I've been listening to her greatest hits for a long time. So if somebody wants to be like, oh yeah, I love Stranger Things. I'm like, no. I like Breathe. I like Wow. I like Army Dreamer. I don't know about
Army Dreamer is one of them.
Army
Dreamer. What was it called?
Army Dreamer.
How's that go?
Army Dreamer.
Wow. It's a wild name for a song.
Very, very whimsical. It's cute.
The other thing about her that I didn't realize, which is crazy influential. Someone out there correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I read, that she basically invented the live performance idea of wearing the little headset mic and dancing the entire time, which basically just carried right over to Madonna. And now like every single pop star, that's the template.
Good point.
Kate Bush like seriously innovated that, that's crazy.
I've seen some of her old stuff where she... Yeah, I guess that makes sense if she innovated it, because I've seen like some of her old stuff actually running up that hill and she's doing very simple choreography.
Yes.
But like still holding.
Able to still sing.
Yeah. But I can see where it would have grown from there too.
She was very influential in drive-thru as well, just for restaurants being able to fulfill those orders to the cars coming through.
The Jack in the Box, they watched a Kate Bush concert.
Yeah, and just started with dancing, and then they go, why don't we just use this to get the food out?
She influenced Big Boi from Outkast.
He did it?
Yeah, his top two artists were Bob Marley, Kate Bush.
Wow, yeah.
Wow.
Does he ever explain that? Why he was so into it?
I think it was just like, I think his uncle put him onto it and it was just like a new sound that he hadn't heard. And he was like, you know, I'm not going to get the quote right, but he's like, you know, riding your bike to school, listening to Running Up That Hill was just,
wow.
There was nothing that could compare to that.
I could see that drum beat being sampled.
Yeah.
To good use for sure.
Especially in like the 80s, that kind of stuff is like, I mean, that's really good. I think that's a good harbinger for hip hop. I don't know if harbinger is the right word, but I think it's a good.
Right. Like a sparseness of it. Sure. Synth and a beat.
Right. Because that's what that stuff kind of was back then.
She also, her kids became Bush in the 90s. Her son, Gavin.
That's a huge stain on her legacy.
Yeah, she screwed up. It's, you know, she's back with us now doing good stuff. All right, what's all right. Coming in next?
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Steve Lacy, Bad Habit. This is a new chart topper.
Yeah. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure. Yeah, I wish I knew you wanted me.
Interesting.
Yeah, psychedelic pop from
came out of nowhere.
Steve Lacy, he's from the internet, that band The Internet. And I actually had my nephew visiting this week, and he's told me that album's huge. Everybody's talking about it. So I was like, oh, okay. The kid put me onto it.
Okay.
And yeah.
Now it's big. He's from Compton.
Right on.
The internet. I don't even know The Internet, really.
It's like they do very... like experimental stuff. This is like, it fits in with like, you know, just other, I'm trying to think of other, you know, people that are kind of just pushing all the genres together.
And like
just
putting, yeah, putting all alternative and hip hop and R&B and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
But it's good stuff. Check it out. That's wild that it became number one, like you said, right out of nowhere, straight to number one. Spotify's got a nice algorithm.
Propelled by nephews everywhere.
Yeah.
I bet my nephews are listening to that too.
Oh, yeah. I bet they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids know about that stuff.
They do. They like these sort of downtrodden sounds. You know, it's like kind of poppy, but not that much energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
those in it.
They kind of sound like Braxton Falcon.
Okay. What is that? An older group or?
No, they're new, but I learned about them on NPR. So,
there you go.
So they're new, but they Braxton, can't be that young. Falcon.
Oh, Brax and Falcon.
Brax and Falcon.
And Falcon.
Interesting. I'll check them out.
Absolutely.
But just number one, Steve Lacy.
Steve Lacy. Yeah. And that was great. He's pushing boundaries, and we will be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm right here with my guest, Maggie May, and
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
This is the movie chart. Let's see what's bringing people back to the theaters.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Baz Luhrmann's Elvis.
Oh, let our love survive.
There are some who make me out to be the villain of this here story.
When you talk like that.
That's Tom Hanks. I will say, like, this at first looked awful, but now I'm hearing really good reviews.
Me too. I'm getting talked into it.
Yeah. Austin Butler apparently is, like, like dead on Elvis. Even though in the trailer he looks like a little bit scrawny to be Elvis.
Yeah, he looks like
everyone who's seeing it says
like Brandon Lee.
Everyone who sees it is telling me like he just becomes Elvis in it.
Wow. So, well, maybe I'll watch it with the earplugs on. I don't want to hear them cutting Nirvana in and all that other stuff. It pulls me out. I didn't even like an Inglourious Basterds when all of a sudden David Bowie came on at the end. I'm like, what? It's supposed to be the 40s. Like, it pulled me out of it. So with this, maybe they do a stripped down version without all the extras.
Yeah, they should.
I'm not going to see it.
Oh, you're not? You've really
I'll wait
not.
Till they have the Little Richard movie come out.
There you go.
Is that, wait, that. Is that happening?
So I can see what Elvis stole all the shit from everybody, from white people. Yeah. When they come out with a movie of the black person he stole it from, I'll see that.
But. Right.
Yeah, I've seen like a document. There's this gospel guy who used to do that move where he like brings his hand forward. Like I've seen some of the evidence and stuff. I don't know if they include that in this movie.
They don't. They probably don't include any of the things that's going to not get his costume sold at a Party City. You know?
Is there a Little Richard thing coming out, or were you just saying that?
I'm just saying that to bring attention to the fact that Elvis stole his shit from Little Richard and assorted black people.
There really should be. Little Richard is one of my favorites. Like I would.
He's the most influential musician ever, calling himself Little.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, he's the first guy to be Lil something.
Yeah. There's interviews with him where, you know, he's obviously just so over the top and he's bragging and flexing and claiming he influenced everybody. But then if you actually look into it, he's right. Like he's talking about influencing the Beatles and he's like, I taught Paul McCartney how to sing that. I taught him how to do that. Whoop. And then I'm thinking okay, Little Richard, maybe you're taking too much credit, but then you look back and in the Hamburg days, they were opening for him and they would go backstage with him and the timing works out. Like he took Paul under his wing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense.
It's like Deion Sanders. Most of the shit he brags about is true. You just got to look at the video.
Right. He actually did run a 4:140 or whatever.
He can back it up.
Yeah.
All right, what's coming up next?
Coming in, number 4, Top Gun Maverick.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Charted. That's all you need to hear is the plane sounds.
Plane stuff.
Yeah.
Still how about this one, Maggie? Is this drawing you back to the theater?
No, I didn't see Top Gun 1.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I've seen enough episodes of The Simpsons to understand what happened, but that's just not my, that's not my shit. Sure.
Call me when it's Little Richard flying a plane.
When you get the air tutti frutti, I will come back to the theaters.
He's shooting down other pilots.
Yeah, that'd be great.
He might have already did that. He might have just bragged about it. Yeah. Me and Deion Sanders flying planes and shit.
I love it.
All right, coming in at number 3.
Number 3.
Where the Crawdads Sing. They
never saw me. I have, like you, heard the tall tales told about the Marsh Girl.
Is this horror?
I can't tell. It says from the best-selling novel comes a captivating mystery where the Crawdad Sing tells the story of Kia, an abandoned girl who raised herself to adulthood in the dangerous marshlands of North Carolina.
Anyone who has who raised themselves usually winds up with a wacky power that they use on adults.
You think it's like a superhero movie?
Am I wrong? Don't leave me hanging, guys. Come on. We know these kids, they're raised by wolves. Carrie, I think, was abandoned. That's with me?
It's just got that same kind of energy of as soon as I saw the title, I was like, no, because it just sounds like Where the Red Ferns Grow or one of those long titled movies that's just going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mother and daughter story.
Yeah. They're all going to be out in a swamp.
Yeah.
It's like all those like early 2000s indie bands that I skipped.
100%.
Because they all had names like that.
You Better know? Than Ezra.
Fire Trail of Dead.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, you're making me work to even say the name of the band.
If it needs a comma, it's doing too much.
Yeah, seriously.
No punctuation.
No punch.
No punch. Okay, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Good night. Good night. Yes, yes, yes. Good night. Good night.
No!
Minions are alive.
Wow, Eminem's in there?
Yeah.
Edgy. I don't know the Minions. I don't know how many of these there are. I don't know who the Minion is. I don't know much about this. I keep this at arm's length. I won't let it in, gang. I don't know
who Gru is.
But hasn't stirred much interest right here in the chart mart. Let's see what's coming up next.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Thor, Love and Thunder.
Whosoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor.
All right. Well, they gave up.
Baz Luhrmann's Thor.
They gave up the Guns N' Roses track they were using before.
Yeah, I was waiting for the rock to kick in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it Baz style. Odin Haven't comes in. It? They say I'm the villain in this story.
I'm going to see that one, I think.
I'm going to
see that one begrudgingly.
Okay.
I mean, I like superhero stuff, but Thor never really did it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're just trying to make fetch happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're going to give him another chance.
I'll give it a shot. Yeah. As well.
I've seen a little backlash to this one. Like, it's just, even though the first one was really well received.
They say it's for kids. But I'm not kidding. They said it's too much of a little kids movie.
Oh, okay. I just heard like it's just sort of too much of that thing that people loved at first, but now it's just hitting you in the face.
Is it too much of the thing from was that thing in Thor 1? Because I haven't seen Thor 1.
I guess so.
Thor, the one that Taika Waititi did, right?
Right. I think it's like the Waititi effect. Maybe he's just doing so many movies and people loved it, but then it's like that style gets overplayed.
Yeah.
But the last one he did, everybody loves. So maybe see that one, stream it, save a few dollars, save some parking, and stay away from the movies.
Will do. Can do.
Right on.
Easy.
And we'll be right back with the hot picks. The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who bought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks. These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. We got a good shot at it this week. Let's see what happens.
All right, here we go. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's first pick. This is Steve Lacy. With this is another track off his new album. This is Bad Habit.
Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure. Yeah,
That's the vibe. That's the vibe of summer 2022.
That's amazing. It's like from Straight Outta Compton to Bad Habit. It's like that's the sound these days.
Yeah.
Being gentrified.
Yeah.
Compton sound is being.
Uh-huh.
All right. It sounds good, but it sounds like sound theme song of Newhart or something.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like an old sitcom theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's got a good familiar.
That's got a summer sound to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's funny. It sounds like it's just we should be watching 22 minutes of laugh track comedy after that.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Malice K with Changes.
I like it. Just the changes.
Beatles-y.
The 90s.
Yeah.
Alternative, like late 90s.
It was like a nervous kid trying to sing Beatles.
That was it. It's all like phasey and like.
Yeah.
I liked it. It had a manic feel to it, but also fun. It did.
Yeah. That was something interesting about it to me. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Maggie's pick. This is, tell me if I'm saying it right. Ami Bibabi? Amy Bibabi?
I'm not 100% sure. So I think yeah.
So good job.
All right. Well, it's called Chin Up High.
Twerk like it's my last day on this earth. Let the dollar make a work, work. People always hating, but the more they hate, the more I work. Everybody say they're lit, but all they do is showing shit. My street like the slaves, bitches always kiss my feet. Stay wow. out of my way, you bitch. I can deal with your fake ass meat. They thought that wow. I had stopped. It was over, I had dropped. Bitch, I had my plans out here. I'm only just at my start. You will have to kill me to make me fucking stop. I was already dead again. You can hurt me, only God.
Whoa.
Party till I die. With my chin up high. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em back.
Holy shit. I don't want to stop it. I just keep on. Yeah. Listen, that's really good.
Where's that from?
I don't know. I heard it on Instagram. My friend put it like to the background of one of her videos, and I just went and looked it up. And it's like, it's so insane sounding, but yeah. It is a legit bop. Like, this yeah, is the seriously. First summer. That
is it like, song's it reminds me, it's like maybe it's from Russia or Sweden or somewhere over there.
It's not American. It's like Swiss yeah. or something like that. Something European.
Oh, yeah. I'm seeing an article here saying that TikTok is ironically fascinated with the So Bad It's Good song, Chin Up High.
It's like a
TikTok sensation, but I love it. It goes so, it's like, she's spitting in a different way.
Does it have any clues? Does she get a flag of Finland on or anything?
She's just aggressively blonde.
Where's she yeah. from?
In a just way that Americans are not. It's like, this is genetic.
Yeah.
But I will be actively bumping this song all summer.
Yeah, thank you for bringing sure. that one through.
Actively.
Great pick.
Chin up high. Nicely done.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is by Flagman. Nice Guy. This is a very old school sound, kind of Mr. Bungle.
That's a good call on the Mr. Bungle. That
yeah, and Green Jelly. It reminds me of all the... Like,
oh, good call.
Exactly. Green Jelly had a baby with System of a Down.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like very authentically that, you know?
And it sounds like the Chili Peppers' first album with the little bass solos in it.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
What's their name again?
Flagman. One word, Flagman. Yeah, well, they're doing that sound right. It didn't necessarily sound like people doing a cheap imitation.
Right.
It sounds like they feel it.
Solid.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Howard's pick. This is Lizzo with I Love You, Bitch.
I'm under pressure and it's all on me. Don't want a stretcher, but you're all I need. I wanna texture these fire nudies. This ass on your screen, I feel so complete. Ooh, let me make a list. Cause you're beautiful and smart, fucking talented. You're by my side, I don't need no wish.
I feel like she's talking to me when she says
yeah, that. I know. I don't know if I want it to be about me, but she sounds so good.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to see a bunch of drunk 22-year-olds screaming this song at the top of their lungs.
Exactly.
I love you, bitch, with their shit off.
It almost feels like cheating. Because you just, it's just right down the strike zone for that.
I feel like it's
young white girls like screaming that in high school.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's supposed to be self-empowerment, but a lot of drunk people will use it as a pickup line and offend other people. Yeah,
I'm going to do one of these. I'm going to be like, I love you, bitch.
You bitch.
Just point to somebody.
I wonder if,
switch it midstream.
Do you think they have to do like a radio edit of that these days? Or can you say that?
Maybe you could say it. Cardi B probably blew
what
that
would
open,
be the,
probably
what
you could say.
Maybe
what
bitch.
Would be the radio edit?
I love Yotch. You, bitch.
When they just make it go backwards. Yotch.
I love you, Grinch.
Grinch. Right on for
I love
Christmas.
You, Mitch.
Mitch.
I love you, Miss.
Yeah.
Hey, we had two empowerment anthems. Chin up high. I love you, bitch.
Yeah.
And, that's pretty good right there.
Whatever Flagman was saying.
Yeah, same as Flagman.
Yeah. Hey, Howie, we never got a top five candy countdown from you.
Oh, can I go 1 through 5? Can I do it backwards?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Want to break format?
All right. I won't break format.
Okay.
All right. Number five. $100,000 bar.
Okay. Solid.
Solid choice.
Number four. Kit Kat. I'm just throwing that in because I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to waste a lot of tape here.
Okay. Coming in at number three,
Snickers.
Okay. All right. We're in sort of traditional zone here. Let's see if he pulls any surprises out of here. Coming in at number two,
Starburst. There you go. Great sexual fuel. Gets you fired up without weighing you down.
I love Starburst.
Okay.
Coming in at number one.
Number one, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh.
Tough to top.
What about Reese's Pieces? Is it up there?
Those are close, but they're below, I feel like.
Okay.
It's not as pure. It's like when you go to buy weed and they give you the little shake. That's the Reese's Pieces. The Smalls, they call it. No, that ain't Smalls. That's shake. But
Reese's Pieces kind of fit like an M&M that your mom like healthied up.
Yeah, she made it herself. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you eat it thinking
it's got butter in it. Damn it, mom.
Butter.
Oh shit. Right on.
Nice.
Maggie, thank you so much for joining us here at Who Charted. Where can I send them for social?
Maggie May Haha on all of the socials, but May is spelled M-A-Y-E.
There you go. At Maggie May, M-A-Y-E, Haha. Jump on that.
Very good.
Right on. How about you start?
Yeah. Come out to the Comedy Bang Bang Tour in August. Go to cbbworld.com/tour to see all the dates. More than anything, though, go to whochartedpod.com. Sign up for one of our plans. Get the bonus shows, Two Charted and Preem Stream. Get access to the Discord. That's popping off. Write us emails and we'll answer them.
Get us at it. We love answering your feedback right on there. Also, head on over to Grift Horse and Kiss by Gris with Megan Beth Keister. Head on over to Drop Date Duel. Head on over to haveasoma.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD. Head on over to austinmonthly.com to see the oral history of Austin Stories. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted?